Welcome to chapter 14 in the service marketing series. Here we move from service guarantees to defining service standards. So what are the standards to define customer service management, customer service guarantee management, and addressing issues, complaints raised by customers? Now again, just like customer expectations, specifications of value, service standards also have to be defined, understood, and articulated from a customer's perspective, not from the business perspective. So what are customer-defined standards? Now, these are standards designed based on the customer expectations. What does the customer expect and want? These are standards which have been identified during interacting with the customer, which relates to their expectations. This would have happened during the research phase, either when you launch a new service, you start a new service, or during your ongoing research as you interact with your existing customers, or you interact customers during the recovery process, or maybe when you are trying to run a survey with customers who have moved on to a different competitor to understand what led to customer churn. So during all these interactions, you try to capture what are the expected standards of service a customer expects. For example, a customer may expect that when they book a hotel stay and they walk into a hotel, the entire registration process should have been pre-filled because it was an online booking. So there shouldn't be a need to fill up physical registration forms. Or even if there it is, the process should not take, say, more than 10 minutes. But these are customer expected standards. The business should be aware of these because they have spoken to the customers, they have documented what the customer wants, and they have ensured that the internal processes are efficient enough to meet and match these customer-defined standards. Now, there are different types of customer-defined standards. One, the time taken to resolve a customer complaint. So from a customer service perspective, from a recovery or resolution perspective, this is the most important. How prompt you are to resolve a customer complaint, how much time does it take, right? You may have heard of justice delayed is justice denied. This holds true for this as well, right? If I raise a complaint about a late fee being charged without any reason, you can't take 3 months to reverse the late fee. It should happen instantaneously and it should get adjusted at least in my next month's bill. So how much time do you take to resolve a customer complaint? Depending upon the service category and the severity and the impact of the dissatisfaction or the trigger point, customers may have different expectations. For some, something which is very critical, for example, health insurance, you have a family member admitted to a hospital, the provider has not processed your health claim in the first 30 minutes and you've registered a complaint, you've escalated, you want that to be resolved ASAP at the earliest. For something else which is not very critical, for example, you've received a damaged product when you ordered something online, you're okay to wait a day, 24 hours, or even 2 days for it to be investigated, resolved, and then a replacement or a refund being processed. So customers have standards based on their previous experiences and based on the criticality of the situation that they are in. So this time taken to resolve becomes one of the most important customer-defined standards. Then the number of times the same customer has complained about the same issue. You can't have a customer complaining about a late fee being charged every month, right? It may happen once. It can't be happening every now and then. Then number of times the same customer has visited the service center with a complaint. A customer will feel very inconvenienced if he or she has to always visit a service center physically to lodge complaints and to follow up on what has happened with the complaint. So how often do your customers and how many times a customer has to walk in again becomes a customer defined standard. Once is fine, right? If I have an issue with my banking provider, I may visit the bank's branch once. I may not want to visit it twice a week, thrice a week, once every month. So again, it is a customer defined expectation for the standard. Then it may be total number of customers whose complaints were resolved at the time they had complained. This becomes an internal benchmark. What is the resolution percentage? Are you able to resolve 98% of all complaints in, say, 2 business hours, right? If it was 80%, means your entire resolution process is not efficient. So that becomes a customer-defined standard. There'll always be those one or two exceptions that take time to be resolved, right? So you need to set those benchmarks basis what is convenient and acceptable to your customer. So set those benchmarks, and then your teams, your employees, or you as a business get measured against those benchmarks. Then total number of customers who said they were happy with the quality of service delivered. This is customer satisfaction scores, which we discussed in an earlier chapter. You want to know what percentage of your customers are happy with the service. So if you measure this weekly, or if you measure this monthly or annually, you want to see the trend. Is it increasing? Is it decreasing? Is it constant? So if the benchmark is, say, 95% customers should report that they are happy, what's your customer satisfaction score? Is it 96%? Is it 97%? Is it 98%? Or is it 70%? So accordingly, you need to take improvement actions. Then another example could be number of customers who were happy with the in-flight service. So this is for an airline example. So how many travelers, how many guests were happy with the in-flight service? And then they start recording this for every flight, for every region, for every group of crew members, and they find reasons to improve the score. Then time taken to pick up the call from the time the customer had connected to the help desk number. So customers may be okay to wait, for example, 30 seconds to 2 minutes, because they understand that it's a helpline number and there may be more people like them calling up to get their queries answered or problems resolved. But if you make them wait 20 minutes, for example, they may not be happy about it, right? So when people call a helpline number, based on their previous experiences, they are mentally prepared to be in the waiting line for, say, 30 seconds, a minute to 2 minutes. And also depends upon the urgency of their query. But if you make them wait 10 minutes, they're not happy about it. So you as an organization need to measure that. How much time does it take? And you need to increase your capacity if required, which we discussed in the demand and capacity lecture. That if the demand is high, if more and more people are calling up the help desk number, one, you need to increase capacity, you need to have more reps to answer calls. Second, you need to understand what's triggering the demand, why are so many people calling, and then address those issues so you can reduce the demand and maintain demand as per your optimal capacity. So how do you develop customer defined standards? How do you know that 30 seconds of wait time is fine or 5 minutes of wait time is acceptable? You identify existing or desired customer service encounter sequence, and you do this by talking to your existing customers or your lost customers. You refer to external reports. What are other organizations doing? You identify customer expectations to specific behavior and actions. So if you are a restaurant owner, for example, you identify how long are your customers happy to wait in the waiting line before they get a reservation. And then you manage your service processes accordingly. Then you need to look at which standards to implement, hard standards or soft standards. So how enforceable are they? You need to have clear measurements for standards. So if you say that you want to reduce wait time, you need to have measurements of what is an acceptable wait time for the customer. If you want to implement standards for on-time resolution, you need to have specific measurement of one, what is your actual on-time resolution, and what is an acceptable on-time resolution. So you need to have targets for the defined standards. So if you want to have improve your customer satisfaction, which is right now maybe at 80%, you need to have targets. Then you want to achieve 85% in the next 6 months, 90% in the next 1 year. You need to be then measuring performance of standards with data to monitor the trends and the highs and lows, and then investigate why you are missing out on the targets. You need to then give feedback to employees on their performance. So if they're not meeting targets, if they're not meeting customer expectations, if deliveries are always late, if issues are not resolved, if customers have to keep calling or keep coming back, you need to understand what's going wrong and then give feedback to employees. The organization should then keep updating your performance targets, because you need to match up to one, your customer expectations, and second, to your competitors. You need to stay ahead of the competition. So you need to keep updating your performance targets. So these are ways in which you could identify your customer expected standards, and you could implement measures, processes to ensure that you meet expectations, you meet standards, and you stay ahead of the competition to increase customer loyalty and their period of association with your service organization. Thank you very much.